coronavirus update.
Let's have a look here. According to news agency, or most news agencies, Eskom's electricity rationing increased the pressure placed on patients requiring oxygen. And it can be quite a deadly scenario here in South Africa. With South Africa already facing a shortage of oxygen cylinders, the alternatives are reliant on electricity. And apart from it being very expensive, it could also be a problem when there is load shedding. So the need for medical grade oxygen has surged in both private and public hospitals, and the demand for oxygen has far exceeded the supply in hotspot zones.
And then according to Health Minister Dr. William Kize, KZN is dealing with the heaviest load since the resurgence of the COVID-19 virus. He said he visited the province on Monday to monitor efforts in our fight against the coronavirus. And the minister also said that the province's fatality rates were showing an increase.
And I have quite an interesting coronavirus story here. So, like, out of all the things that you would think would be, like, in high demand during COVID or lockdown, like, what do you think is, like, the weirdest? Because obviously we did pineapple. What else was in high demand?
Yeast
and all those kind of things. Would you ever believe that now South African retailers are literally scrambling because everyone just wants inflatable pools?
Oh, of course, because you can't go to the beach.
And if you have one to sell, I'm still looking.
Yo, so... myself and James bought one 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so you got the last one.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sky.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I could sell it. It's been used once and I'll sanitize it. So.
Yeah.
So that's it. Like, if you...
There is a shortage of inflatable pools.
Yeah, so if you have if you're like an entrepreneur and you want to do something,
Dad's canvas, hit it. Go.
I swear, if somebody 2 years ago said to me, make an investment in inflatable pools, I promise you, it'll do better than Bitcoin. I would have said, you have been smoking your socks, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not investing in inflatable pools. Look now.
Okay, well,
it's a blind demand.
If you have an inflatable pool, count yourself lucky.
With a hand sanitizer dispenser.
Yes.
There
you go.
All right, let's have a look at the worldometer. These can just appear to be numbers, but we are heading towards 100 million coronavirus cases worldwide. We already exceeded the 2 million deaths worldwide. And although we're looking at South Africa and the percentages are coming down, so it looks like we've come over the peak of the second wave, we still need to be super, super, super careful, right? Because we want to get down to about 10% case positives. We went all the way up to 33% case positives, and we're all the way down to about 21% of all cases tested positive. So for the people saying out there, you test more, you test less, you get different numbers, it doesn't matter. You can test 10 people, you can test 10,000 people. If 20% are positive, it still means 1 in 5. We want to get that down to 1 in 10, which means do all the things that you've been doing.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.